Hey, you guys, welcome back to Pose Radio Live. I have a very lovely special guest with us today, VIP Carrie Harris. Hey, Carrie, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, you guys. Hope everything going well for you all.
Thanks so much, Carrie. You know, we're actually really glad to be speaking with you today. I know you're our musician of R&B genre. You've been in the music industry for a little bit of time now. Which is really great to hear and knowing more about you and how you got started in your background. So in 2017, you decided to start making music and, you know, taking it more seriously in your career. You know, you began performing for open mic sessions. What led to that change of heart?
I think the first thing was placing songs on a Reverb Nation platform. Okay. That really set the bar for me. Like, it really made my day, you know, seeing that there are people watching and listening. So by me doing that, it led to me going to open mics and performing.
Wow, amazing. Absolutely. I know, you know, actually when musicians, when you finally hearing that someone's actually listening to your music and actually showing interest in your craft, the same interest that you share when you're creating your music, it can be very much of an eye-opener, and I'm glad that you actually took that step because now fans are able to listen to you, which is amazing.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That means a lot.
Absolutely. You know, of course, you dropped out of college a little bit earlier to pursue your music full-time, which was a pretty significant decision with anyone's career. How has that, you know, impacted your journey so far?
By me doing that, I'm able to approach music with an even deeper focus, you know. I'm able to create music every day, and I can continue to be sharp. I can sharpen my skills. So, you know, I don't have to wait around and worry about a paper to do or worry about some homework, you know. Whenever I had homework, I was making beats and stuff and writing songs, and I should have been more focused on that, but you know, it all worked out in the end.
Nice. Amazing. I'm glad that you actually took the time to make that much more of a priority in your life. Like I said, like, your music fans, everyone's excited to hear music, excited to hear more about you and learn your story from your own words. So it's amazing that you took that transition. And, you know, with you making such a big decision like this, were there any kind of challenges or anything that you faced that you had to overcome due to this, becoming a full-time music career?
Yes, and I'm still working on that. The biggest challenge was I had to learn how to stop living for everyone else. You know, that's mainly my struggle. You know, I was living for somebody else and I wasn't fully being me. And that really hurt my heart. I grew mentally ill one time, you know, for a long period of time, and I had to get everything worked out. I'm not going to go all up in my business, but you know, I'm at a better place now.
That's really good to hear, for sure. I know, you know, it can be really tough trying to whether that's a mental, emotional, physical, or a financial stress of trying to fund your own music career full-time. Being an independent artist as well can be very difficult. And I actually see, you know, a lot of musicians like that in a situation where the music industry pans the top celebrities at the very top, and sometimes they don't want to recognize independent musicians and how much they work and how much their talent they have. So I love that you are actually, you know, putting your full dedication to this. This is something that's very meaningful to you, and that's obviously seen throughout your work, throughout your voice. And I actually really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, actually, you've been gaining a lot of critically acclaiming on social media. People have been loving your music and what you've been sharing so far. What do you think resonates the most with your audience? Like, who are some of your biggest music influences?
First things first, my influences are anyone with the piano. I loved watching the Ray Charles movie. I always love watching that. So Jamie Foxx, Tank, John B, people like that. as far as people drawing to me, I think it's the fact that being drawn to me, I think it's the fact that I'm authentic. Mm-hmm. And that's why I entertain them, you know? That's what entertains them. I'm considered real, you know, and I like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know what, with, like you said, anyone with the piano, having your music influences, you know, you focus really strongly on the piano, and of course with your genre of R&B, but you having love of piano and this instrument. Do you play piano often?
I do. I've been creating instrumentals for well over 13 years.
Wow.
I have that experience, but I'd love to go full all out into lessons. I'm working on that now. And that's the plan. To be more like Jamie or Ray Charles, you know, I would love to do that and just sing and do the doggone thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I heard that. Tell me, how do you normally balance your passion for your music with, you know, personal growth and learning new things?
I think I just start with 30 minutes out of my day to just work on what I want to work on in the moment, you know, whether it's writing a song, whether it's creating a beat, or just stepping up to the learning curve with the piano. I think it's all in 30 minutes, you know, of time every day. You know, you don't have to overwhelm yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's amazing. I love the dedication for sure. Like, at least taking time out every day. Amazing. I can't even wait to hear like one of your live performances. It's going to be amazing. So can you tell us what can people look forward to next with your music? Like, is there any current projects you're working on or anything that people can look forward to coming up soon?
I am a private individual, so I know you guys are wondering, like, what is he up to? I am looking into more shows, whether it's in the state of North Carolina or out of North Carolina. I am working on that right now. Like I said, you know, becoming a financially stable human being, you know, that's very tough. That's another beast of its own. As far as any other projects, possibly a beat tape, you know, just sticking with that for right now, you know, just creating freely.
Nice.
And not being bottled down with anything.
Amazing. Nice. I definitely can't wait to hear that. Once that drop, please let me know. So I'm going to be the first to listen for sure.
I appreciate it.
And Kerry, where can people stay connected with you? Like, where can people find out more about you on socials or where they can listen to more of your music?
Yes, I am on Instagram, both Instagram and TikTok, as Kerry X Official. And you guys can feel free to message, comment. I definitely respond.
Fantastic. Kerry, thank you so much for joining us on Pulse Radio Live. So glad to finally be able to speak to you, get to know more about you, and we are definitely looking forward to more coming up for you soon.
I appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunity.